Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This wasn't my regularly scheduled confession, but I hate FIFA so much, and I love soccer. I just hate FIFA so much.
You're not the only one.
More so than you can talk about all these commissioners of this league or this and that. It is the, by the way, FIFA is the international governing body, for those who don't know, of soccer.
Footy, as I like to call it.
Footy. They have the World Cup draw today, which is going to be, is being watched by billions of people around the world.
And those people are also annoyed, just to let you know. This isn't just American annoyance.
No. This is not, in fact, probably more so them than us even, because we're used to, you know, all these drawn out, you know, whatever events in sports, whether it's the sky, whatever. But they were supposed to announce the World Cup draw. And if you're not a soccer fan, too bad. You know, more people are.
Well, you may not be a soccer fan. I imagine you're an America fan. And we're just trying to find out who are they going to play.
We are going on an hour and a half into this draw. And we've had some contrived awards. We've had Lauryn Hill actually showing up on time.
That's the most amazing thing about all this. Right? And I say this as an apolitical statement.
Yeah.
The only person who has kept to the time on the program was Donald J. Trump, a man who likes to talk.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is amazing that's happened.
And they're having these music things, and they truly have not drawn a single team that we didn't know already was in. It was basically Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
And they're hosting. Yeah.
And by the way, the reason I hate FIFA is not just because of this, but because this is emblematic of what they are. Pompous, arrogant, dirty. They truly did just put out when Qatar. They literally just went to all these countries and said, who's going to pay us the most? And you're getting
Stop describing college football. Okay, calm down.
Like, this is stupid, ridiculous. That was not my regularly scheduled, but I had to get off that off my chest.
You can still go for your regular one, too.
All right, let's go to the regular one. How's Amazon doing during the holidays? Pretty good so far, huh?
What do you mean?
Getting stuff out. You know, you're getting your things. Have you, I don't know if you've ordered any.
I haven't.
I've ordered a couple. It landed just as usual in a day or two, as they're wont to do. In the midst of the holiday season, Amazon is rolling out 30-minute deliveries.
Ain't no way.
Well, I've got questions. 30-minute deliveries. They're rolling them out in Seattle and Philadelphia right now, and they're going to expand it to other cities. So my questions include this. Outside of, like, medicine or something, why do you need something in 30 minutes? Like, you're ordering – I ordered fuel treatment the other day on Amazon. Got it a couple of days later. Cool, I'll use it. Why do you need something like that in 30 minutes? That's question number one. Question number two, have you seen traffic? Are you familiar – are you familiar with Houston traffic, LA traffic, hell, Philadelphia traffic? There's no way this is going to work, right?
I just feel bad for the drivers, because I'm like, what kind of mule driving are they doing to get those? Like, we were like, hey, anything that you want off the internet on Domino's pizza timing. What?
See, well, this isn't a pizza.
Yeah.
You're getting 30 minutes?
Are they rolling out the little drone things too? Because I've been seeing that.
They gotta
a lot.
Be. They gotta have the drones and the little the little robots that they roll around on the sidewalks and stuff. It's gotta be that
how they just
happen.
Flying the drones around and then drop the groceries in your backyard and all that stuff.
It's called Amazon Now. And even Prime members have to pay an extra $3.99 if you
there it is. Okay.
If you're not Prime, it's an extra $13.99.
Gross.
Wow. Amazon deliveries in 30 minutes?
They are cleaning up, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said, I want my bleep now, okay? $14 for the hey, but you know what? Sometimes I imagine they're expecting people to make that calculus of, is this worth it in this moment? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be instances where the answer is yes.
Yeah.
It's my money and I need it now.
Okay, 713 is confirming because I did not do the appropriate reading that the 30-minute deliveries are drone only.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. That makes sense.
I don't know. Still, I don't know.
You got to subscribe to it so you can see it.
When they get here, I'll do one. I'll do one, see how long it takes. Yeah.
That's what In the Loop is here for, trying things that you don't want to try for yourself. At least that's John Lopez's job. John, it's kind of interesting that you were just having a moment earlier this week talking about how you missed the movies.
Yeah, as events.
And you're going to miss it even more because I think the big news in like entertainment is going to spell the end or like a real steep decline from where we already are in theater releases and stuff. In fact, they've said as much because Warner Brothers Discovery, obviously a huge, you know, media company because it's a whole bunch of different levels of it, was bought by Netflix, or at least it was confirmed that that would happen. And Netflix has already said that they're going to shorten theater releases, obviously, so it can get to streaming, which, cool to get to streaming. However, movie theaters are going to die, aren't they? Because this is what they're telling us, and we know companies will tell us stuff and then do more stuff later.
You're talking about the Warner Brothers and Netflix $82 billion, right? Wasn't it an $82
billion? Netflix won the bidding for Warner Brothers Entertainment or whatever.
And you're saying it's going to kill?
I think we're headed towards at least movie theaters being like a done deal. Mm-hmm. So Netflix's incentive, I think, is to take all that property and throw it up on the platform, man.
Now, see, that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about this, because both of you are a lot more plugged into this stuff than I am. I just enjoy content. I don't really know the business of it, especially you, Reggie.
Well, I don't want to purport myself as some level of expert, because I'm not that.
I did see that as part of the deal, and maybe this is just lip service.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're still going to release to theaters.
They are.
Yeah.
For now.
That's what I'm wondering.
Just like Red Zone. Red Zone is only going to have 1 minute ads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's hard for me because with them getting the rights to Warner Brothers, they also had the rights to Harry Potter.
Oh, all kinds
stuff
of,
like that. So it's hard for me to believe that they ain't thinking about putting a new Harry Potter series or movie or something like that.
Series, I can understand. Movie, I want to see it released to a theater.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of people, because I think the period of time that we've had over the last like 5 years has made people like, I'm actually not too bad with the big TV that I have in my house, just getting the movie straight there. The question I have is, you'll have it on Netflix. How much do you think you're going to pay
for the
entirety of the Warner Brothers catalog and Netflix? Brother, they're gonna be taxed. It's just, it is the new cable at this point, ain't it? You're gonna be paying cable prices for Netflix.
Yeah, and then not to mention, I think part of that deal was HBO Max.
Yes.
And so I'm not sure how that's gonna go, if HBO Max, the actual app, is gonna go away, or if that's gonna go up, and I have no idea, man. This is a mess.
It's a mess, and that's why I'm glad you brought this up as your confession, because I'd like some more clarity. None of us are going to know until, you know, it starts to happen, but I'm curious on it.
I am terrified for the movie industry, and I just hope they don't do nothing stupid to the Wire, because I don't know how they could, but now it's under Netflix's purview.
You're worried.
Do it right.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up somewhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So I've been talking about this stray dog who I haven't seen in the last day.
They came and got him?
I have no idea. I don't know if he just off somewhere else and probably be back later this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I got to confess, man, I'm kind of tired of people that see this dog and hear me talk about this dog and say, oh, you should keep him. Like, why would I? No, I don't want to keep a dog, man. It seems like everybody, every time they see this dog, he's like, oh, why don't you feed him and give him some water? And like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't understand why that's for everybody's thought, especially when you hear how irritated I am and how much, you know, I don't want to say he's not causing a lot of issues, mm-hmm. but nah, man, it's a stray dog or either somebody's lost dog. I'm not taking care. And it's a big ass dog. It's a, I forgot the name of it, like a great,
Pyrenees.
Pyrenees. Yeah. That's the type of dog it is.
And some people are just not two dog families.
Yeah. Look, I got one dog and mm-hmm. that's enough.
Yeah.
I can't have no great Pyrenees walking around my house, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I'm good. And they need a lot of room and all that. So yeah. I don't understand how people, when they see me kind of being irritated about it.
No, I'm with you.
And they say, oh, you should keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, why don't you pick
it
up?
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, why don't you come over here and pick it up?
Yeah,
man?
Yeah.
If it's that big of a deal, you come get it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody want to come get it, but they trying to force it on me. Like, no, I'm not feeling bad.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. So I saw this seconds before you showed it to me, and we're going to get to the college football theme of the week here at some point today.
Well, here soon.
Soon, next.
Yeah.
So Matt Campbell all of a sudden seems to be closing in on a deal with Penn State.
Correct.
My confession, stay tuned.
Oh.
Stay tuned. I don't know anything. Penn State is just screwing everything up right now.
Oh, you don't think this is
They had the BYU coach.
Well, no, they didn't. Big Cookie came in.
Yeah, Crumble Cookies came in and said, eat on these crumbs. I mean, you know, because I'm not so sure that it is a done deal that Matt Campbell from Iowa State, by the way, very big popular guy in the NRG building, is going to end up being the Penn State coach. Penn State also, by the way, ranked 150th. In the recruiting rankings yesterday. That's not good.
To me, this is like the perfect example of, hey, we know it's not going well, but you probably shouldn't have fired your coach.
Grass ain't always greener, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because
be
if you
what you wish for.
Yeah, because if you're going to fire the coach, you got to have somebody in place
mm-hmm.
that you know is confident that will take this job type of deal.
And they generally do.
I think the question for Penn State, though, is, or with Matt Campbell in particular, how much does Iowa State have as a program to invest in the money of it? Because I imagine that Penn State is going to look at this as, we are committing a lot more money to investing in the payment of players than Iowa State would. And does that change the recruiting profile that Matt Campbell has on top of his clear development profile that he has to raise the elevation of the players that he brings in?
I always say that, and you're right, but I also always say this. Pick a college, pick a university. They got a billionaire or two lying around.
But there's levels to this, man.
They got a billionaire or two. Every school does.
There's levels to this
billion
stuff.
Did you think BYU was
going to
come in with Crumble Cookies? I didn't even know that dude.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it until I read. Of course, I'm the dork that has a college football newsletter. Yeah. Matt Brown of Extra Points. It's a fantastic newsletter in the business of college football. He made it very clear. The Church of Latter-day Saints, right? Otherwise known as Mormons. They don't really do all these other vices, right? Drinking, mm-hmm. gambling, all that stuff.
They do football.
But when they do their vices, it's junk food. So them Crumble Cookies go hard in Utah, apparently. And so
Them living on the wild side.
Had not considered it. Right?
All the sugar.
When they feel like being real bad, they like, I'm about to go give me a real crazy chocolate chip, baby. And so apparently that's the money over there.
We're going wild tonight,
baby. They slanging cookies over there.
We're going wild
tonight. So our College Station, depending on the price of oil, we can make some things shake at Texas A&M. Out there in Utah, they like, how the cookie market looking? We might be able to keep the coach. Get us some players.
No, I think Iowa State, I don't know if I'd count them out just yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are your lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, we started talking college football. Why not continue? Let's get to our college football headline for the weekend. It's championship weekend coming up. What does John Lopez have for you in store? We'll find out next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.